beginning of Simen Reish Mem Gimel. Din Hamaskir Sode Umerchetz Laine Yehudi Uboi Bei Sifim. Now let's start Sif Aleph. La Yaskir Odom Merchetz Shaloi Laine Yehudi. A person should not rent out. A person owns, possesses a Merchetz. The Merchetz is a bathhouse that he possesses, and he's going to rent it out to a goy. Now, what is happening? He's renting it out to this goy, and the goy pays him rent for the whole year, and the goy is going to work in this Merchetz the whole year, including Shabbos. Now, we will see, theoretically, this should be mutter. There's no shaila whatsoever, mi'ikar adin, because it's rented out to the goy, and the goy who is working in this melchitz, he's not working for the yid, the melchitz is rented out to him, and he works there on Shabbos for himself. It's his melchitz, and he's working for himself. So me'ikar hadin, it should be mutter. But the Mechaber says, lo yaskir odom melchat shaloi la'ine yehudi. Why? Mipnei shenikra al shmoi. Because this melchat is known that it belonged to the yid. V'ine yehudi ze'oise boi melocha b'shabbos. And the goy is doing melocha in his melchitz, this is Yankel's melchitz, the goy is doing meloche in this melchitz. And let's just give one hakdome, which we will see in the Mishnah Berurah. One hakdome, bizman chazal, this was not a dovo shchiach to rent out a melchitz. It wasn't a dovo shchiach. So now, when a yid passes by this melchitz and he sees on Shabbos the smoke is coming out of the smokestacks, and there's a booming business there, and there's a goy there, and there's goyim coming in. So the yid who sees this has a kasha. This melchitz belonged to a yid. That he knows. It belonged to a yid. Now all of a sudden, yeah, they're working there, and they're working on Shabbos. Now what happened? So there could be one of three alternatives. It could be that he rented it from the yid, and he's working in this, and that's what really happened. But that bisman chazal was not shchiach. No one did this. No one rented bisman chazal. No one rented a melchitz. That wasn't a common procedure. So Memelo, when a yid passes by and he sees the melchitz functioning on Shabbos, so this tzad, maybe the yid rented it out, that's not mistaken. Fine. There's a second possibility, maybe it belongs to the yid, but the goy is working ba'arisus. Ba'arisus means with a percentage. That means he's working whatever profit comes in, he's gonna take a third. So Memele, this goy has an intent to work on Shabbos, because the more you work, the more profit you get. Now, if this would be the case, it also would be mutter, because the goy is not working for the yid, he's working adaite denashe for himself. They should make more money. But this is all bisman chazal. This was not shchiach. People did not rent, did not acquire an oris to work in a melchitz and take a percentage. So now, so a yid is passing by. So the first possibility that it was rented out to the goy, that mustaba is not sure, because normally a melchitz is not rented out. The second possibility, that this goy is an oris, is also mustaba, not sure. So what is pshat? So what will fall into the mind of a passerby is, The Melchitz belongs to Ayid, that I know, and there's a guy working there, so Pshat is, he hired the guy to work for him on Shabbos. That is what happened. That is what a person will think. Which is also, this is also, to, a guy should work for me on Shabbos is also Midarabonim. We'll see later in the Mishnah Berurah why it's also, but it's also Midarabonim. And people will think that is the case because other matzavim are far-fetched. So no one is going to think of a different matzav. So Memela. So the letters against the lotion of the Mechaba. Layaskir Odom Melchit Shalai. He rented it out. La'ini Yehudi, which theoretically this should be mutter, Miknei, because it's a problem. Shenikla al Shemayit. This Melchit is known as his Melchit. Ve'ini Yehudi ze'oise boi melocha b'Shabbos. In the Goy is doing melocha in this Melchit on Shabbos. And this time Melchit, lav la'ari suso ovid. Perish, Oris the Wa'ivid Lika Chelik Mimashi Yeshbiach Labolov. And Oris is a person who's working and takes a Chelik of the Prophet. But Astam Melchitz is not Oimid to give over to an Oris that an Oris should take profits. Va'omri, so what will people say? They see the Melchitz functioning on Shabbos. Va'omri, they will say, Shekol Horemach Shal Yisrael. They will say, not what really happened, that it was rented out to the Goy, and the Goy takes all the profits. They will not say that, because that's not Shriach. They will not say that the Goy is an Oris, because it's also not Shriach. So the people will say, Kol Horemach Shal Yisrael. The Yid is getting the profits, whatever is coming in on Shabbos, the Yid is getting. And what is Pshat and the Goy working? V'socha esayein the Yehudi bekach bekach liyoyim. And he hired the Goy to work for him. V'nimtza. So the way people understand what occurred, that they are under the impression, Shaha'enoi Yehudi oise meloche b'shlichuchzoi shal Yisrael. So they will, when they see a Melchitz functioning on Shabbos, they will think that the Yid is getting all the profits and the Goy is working for him, which is awesome. So therefore, it is not, so even though he rented it out to the Goy, and the Goy is getting all the profits, but that's irrelevant. People will think that is not the case. People will think that the Yid is getting all the profits and he hired the Goy to work for him. Abo, so de mutter, but if we'll have the same scenario, he rented out a field to a Goy, and the Goy takes all the profits, which is also not Shriach. That is not Amilsa Deloy Shriche. So when people pass by, what really occurred, they won't think that occurred, because people don't rent fields for a year and they take all the profits. But people will think that this guy is an Oris. Shekein derech lekabel sode ba'arisus. But that is the Shtegel, that the derech is that one becomes a sharecropper by someone else in the field. That was the normal meaning that people did this. So people will think that that's what happened. Why should be choshed ayid? People goyim do become orisim by yidin by fields. So they'll say mistame he's an oris, which lamaise is not true. He's not an oris. It was rented out to him. But as long as people are not choshed the Baal HaSode, it's mutter. Va'av al pi sheyoidim shehu shel Yisrael. Even though they know that this field belongs to a Yid, but they do not assume that the Yid did any avedis. Aymrim ha'ini Yehudi. They say ha'ini Yehudi lekocha ba'arises. The guy purchased this field ba'arises. That a chela goes to him and a chela goes to the Bailim. And therefore, if he is an oris, so when he is working on Shabbos, he's not working for the Bailim. Ula atzmai hu oivei. He's working for himself. The more I put into it, the more profits I will derive. So memele, people will think he's an oris, which is a common practice, so there won't be any maris ayin.
Someone has a merchant and he doesn't have room to rent it out to, so he's stuck with it. That's right. Vesano dina kemelchitz.
That means if a person has a tanu and he wants to rent out this tanu on Shabbos, and some will be baking on this tanu in Shabbos, so dina kemelchitz. That means a tanu. Normally people don't rent it, so they won't say that it was rented out to the goy. People normally do not become arisim anatano, so dinay kemelchitz. Ve'rechayim, but if a person has a mill, and the mill is working on Shabbos, dinay kesode, because by a mill, the derech was that people were arisim in a mill, and they took a profit of the flour that was ground, however, how much flour was ground, that's how much. So they took their percentage. So, till now, the Machaber was speaking about, he rented it out to a goy, which Me'iker Adin should be mutter, but people will not realize that that is what had occurred. So by a melchitz, they'll think he hired the goy, and by Yasoda, they'll think the guy is an oris. Hago, va'av al-pi shaloi l'ko. Now the Ramah says, let's understand arisis. That means arisis, when he's working on Shabbos, he is not getting the complete profit. This guy is working on Shabbos in the field, And the yid is going to derive benefit from the work of the goy. So the Ramah says, "Va'af al pi shaloi lekocha eini Yehudi rak lishlish oilerbiya." The goy lemaise is only going to get a third or a quarter of the profits. V'yesh li Yisrael hano b'meshe eini Yehudi oivin b'shabbes. The yid is deriving benefit from this melacha. He's an oris. He's working on Shabbos, and the yid is getting profits. Surely, this is mutter. The eini Yehudi adaite dinafshe ovid. The goy is not working for the yid. This melacha is being done by the goy for the goy. That is what is being done. So even though the yid is deriving profit from this, this is mutter. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. So we'll start from Sifkot Aleph. We're speaking about Melchot Shaloi. Melchot Shaloi, what does it mean? Layaskiv Odom Melchot Shaloi. He should not rent out his melchot. But Melchot Shaloi means Bein Shebonohu Ba'atzmai. He built the Melchitz. Oyafilu Kono. He purchased the Melchitz. V'yoshav Bo. But he was in this Melchitz. And became this Parzim that this is his Melchitz. V'nikro Shmoi Olov. But it's called his Melchitz. So Lemaise, the Melchitz has a name. This is Ayid's Melchitz. So Memele, we have to understand how people will look at that his Melchitz is functioning. This is Ayid's Melchitz that is functioning on Shabbos. La'ene Yehudi, he should not rent it out to a goy.
Speaking V'cholshkein li'Yismael mumal. He should not rent it out to a yid that's a mumal. The oivel nami, by a yid that's a mumal, the oivel nami mishum l'chneivel li'sitein mikshum. That means renting out a goy, even though the goy, renting out to a yid that's a machal of Shabbos, even though the yid is a machal of Shabbos, and it doesn't matter, the mice is machal of Shabbos, but by renting out this melchitz to a yid, he's oivel if neivel loisitei mikshel. So besides, he was speaking about to a goy, this a shaylitz only osa als manasayim, als chshad. If he rented it, meikarat in its mutter, if he rented out to a yid, and a yid is working in it, so he's oivel if neivel loisitei mikshel, v'tam sa shaykh ha-pesode u'b'chol dova. Agavulche, he brings down the Dushu, the Dushu Mishibu brings down a very interesting shayla. What is the din? A person gave a mikshel to a yid. In this case, he rented out the melchitz to the yid. No, so that's a mikshel. That's a mikshel. Now, and Lamaisa, the yid did not work on Shabbos. Baruch Hashem, we got to hear the tshuva. He didn't work on Shabbos. Was he over lifne iver leisite mikshel? So he brings a machloikis gedoyle achroinim. What is pshat in the lab of lifnei iver leisitei mikshel? Others learn pshat, he brings a yad malachi, lifnei iver leisitei mikshel, the iser is to put a mikshel lifnei iver. If he was nikshel, if he wasn't nikshel, that's not the lab. Lifnei iver leisitei mikshel, the lab is you put a mikshel lifnei iver. So you iver a lab. He didn't do a malachit. That doesn't help you at all. You are even the lab. He brings the chazainish's mitzandid. The lab of livne evil esitein mikshel means you shouldn't be machshel an evil. That's the lab. If lemaise it comes out that he didn't become mikshel, so baruch Hashem you weren't even. So that's a machloikis. In the lab of livne evil. But al kaponim, the Mishnah Berurah is only saying we're speaking about a goy that is that meikar din is mutter, and we're only speaking about a manasayim the gedim. Mipnei shenikra peish. Now the Mishnah Berurah explains what we spoke about. The midine shori laskiroi lehini yehudi lishona oy lechaydish. Meikar hadin, he is permitted to rent this out to a guy for the whole year, for a month. Sheyitan loy kach bekach. It's rented to the guy, and the guy will give him X amount of money for a month or for a year. Ben yasik, boy heine yudi, ben lo yasik. If he'll use it, if he won't use it, if he'll heat up the melchitz, he won't heat up the melchitz. V'chol harevach yir la'ine yudi. So meiker hadin, this is mutter. I rented it to the goy, and now it's his. He has the rights to use this melchitz, and so meiker hadin, this is mutter. I'm deriving schar shabbos. That means I'm deriving profits from my melchitz that was rented out in Shabbos. Now this is a new din. There's an iser of schar Shabbos. I'm not allowed to get revochim profits from my nechosim which generate profits. So there's an iser of schar Shabbos. So he says the iser schar Shabbos leka. Doho muskeres iloi lishone, because it was rented out for a year. So since it was rented out for a year, so he's being paid bahavlo. That means he's not paying him for Shabbos, he's paying him a year's rent. Havlo is mutter. So there's no iser of schar Shabbos.
What do you mean by a year's rent? That's what havlo literally means.
A year's rent, a week's rent, a month's rent, as long as it's not rented
for the Shabbos.
No, or each day. We'll see later. If he rents it, I'm renting you for each day. So then that's Schar Shabbos. That's Schar Shabbos. Then that's awesome. So Kaponim, if I rented it out to the guy, so Memele, so there's no problem of Schar Shabbos because it's Bahavlo. I'm being paid the rent for a year or for a month, which, so that's called Bahavlo, which is Mutter. The Isa the Amir La'en Yehudi. It's not Chile. The Isa the Amir La'en Yehudi Bevadai Loishayech Beschiches. And Isa, I told the guy to work. It's Ichanachach if he rented it for me. The Lenache, who is it? He's doing for himself. He's not doing for me. That's if he rented it and he gets all the profits. That's schiras. That's what we said, lo yaskir, but mikher din it's mutter. Va'afilum yesh leilein yudi rak chelik berevach hamelchitz. Afilu, the goy does not get the complete profit. He gets a percentage of the profit. Gam ken amrina, it's also no problem. Adaite de nafshe ovid. He's doing it for himself. He's not doing it for the yid. G'may shekosu b'soif asif. Ella, so what's wrong? Ella sha'osa b'choze b'nei maris ha'ayim. It's osa al maris ha'ayim. What people, it doesn't look, what really occurred, people don't see, and people assume that something else occurred. This melchitz was called Yankel's melchitz. V'yayimru abriyos, and people will say, so what pshat? This guy is working in Yankel's melchitz. They'll say this chiyayimru, that he was rented by Yankel to work for him. Ushluchayu, and he is his shliach. Now let's just say one vote, if a person is a London shliach and shliches la'akum, there's nothing shliches. So al koponim, there are two mahalchim. One mahalch is a shitas rashi. Shitas rashi is that lechumre we say yesh shliches la'akum. That's the rabbon of the kiddush. So al koponim, that's one of the reasons why mira la'akum is also. Amira la'akum is also because even though me'iker adin and shliches la'akum, he doesn't become my shliach. There's not a shliches midarabonon yesh shliches la'akum. Is therefore, let us this amirdik avnei neiser. Avnei neiser says as follows: if I go over to a goy Tuesday and I tell the goy work for me on Shabbos. Didn't Shabbos get it? I didn't speak anything in Shabbos. I spoke Tuesday. And I told him, work for me on Shabbos. Since there's an Issa of Shlichus, because L'chumre yesh Shlichus la'akum, so this guy that is working for me on Shabbos, it's like I did it. Yesh Shlichus la'akum, midarabon and yesh Shlichus la'akum. Le'idoch Gise, which we're not learning about this, if I'll go over to a goy on Shabbos and tell the goy, could you please do a job for me someday? Over here, there's no problem of shlichus, because when is he doing the job? On Sunday. Sunday, there's no reason to do a job. This is also as ledaber dovo. Shaloyehei debulcha shel Shabbos ke debulcha lbucha. This is nit in Shabbos keret. But if you say it, it's also not mutter. But Tony Shredden Taki in Shabbos, she's not allowed to say that. To hire a goy in Shabbos, you should do work Sunday. There's no shlichus dikir problem, but there's a dibur dikir problem. That is l'dabodoh. But we are speaking about that people will think he's a shliach. So if he's a shliach, so there's amar esayim.
So yes. Sign a contract.
It's irrelevant. If he's doing it for me, it's awesome. Yeah. The doctor, yeah, that'll be good. Ella, she also, because of the nation, Malis Ayim, שנקראיס על שמי של ישראל. ויום הוא הבריאיס, דסחיר יום הוא, ושלוחי. That's what people will say, this is a matter of sign. ודווקא, שמס, במי כעדין עצמות, ודווקא שמזכירי לשונה אוי לחיידש. If he rents it out for a year or for a month, so there's no problem of Schan Shabbos. Avo lahaskiro la'ene Yehudi liyomen. But if he's renting it out to the goy for each day, I'm renting that for today, for tomorrow, it is not a schiris kloli, it's a schiris proti. שייתן לוי האין יהודי כל יום ויום שיעסיקן לו כך וכך. It's a daily rental. After גם זה הדייטי דנב שעובד, even though the same thing, the guy is working on Shabbos, he's working not for me, he's working for himself. מכל מוקים, מדינה עושה. If there was a daily rental, not a weekly rental, or a monthly rental, so that is also midine tahavi kischar Shabbos. That's a new din. That's also a schar Shabbos. That means I should get profit from that, from revochim, from my nechosim, only for Shabbos. That schar Shabbos is also. Vayin lakam simereishim en dalim. דבר האוסר ונאמר הסעין איני אוסר אלו בסויך התחום של יישוב ישראל. That means that this problem that we're speaking about on Melchitz, that is also, that is only if this Melchitz is in a Yishuv Yisrael. That means the Yidin here. Yidin know this is Yankel's Melchitz, and they see that it's functioning on Shabbos. There's a Maris Ein. But if a person will possess a Melchitz in Alaska where there's no Yidin there at all, and he rented it out to a Goy, so Mamela, there's no problem. There's no Iser of Maris Ein because it's Chutzel Tchum Yisrael. A Yid will not pass by. A Yid won't have any kashes. So Mamela, if it's Chutzel Tchum Yisrael, then this is not Megay, then there's no Iser Maris Ein.
Would the same thing apply if it's the same? Right, you didn't or don't know.
No. Goyim, only Goyim. The Stam Melchitz, Perish, the Chos of Laholo. Further, he says, this is the Muta Laskiloi Mitamze. You're allowed to rent out a field, Sheyitlo Barises, because people will think that the worker is a notice. You can't be matter on Melchitz that people will think he's a novice. Then that's like my babies. People will not think that he rented it to him. So when a person passes by Yankel's Melchitz, he sees it's functioning on Shabbos and there's a guy there. So he will never think that it was rented out to the goy. He will never think that the goy is an oris. He will assume that this was, that it's Yankel hired the goy to work for him for Shabbos. Bishlichusoi shel Yisrael. He'll think that the goy is working for the yid. Vezehu iser gomo, k'mosh omru bekama mekoymes. To tell a guy to do something is a shvus, as the din of Luchumul we say, Yesh Shlichus La'akum. Number one, Va'asmachu, and other poskim say there's another reason if a guy does a melacha for me that it's also, Akro dechol melacha lo ye osebe. The posik says, Kol meloche should not be done for you. Like see, loisase. It shouldn't be done for you. Loshenifa. Lerameis tafilu al yedei cherem loyase. So that means there's an asmachte that if a goy does a meloche for me, it's also. als this pasuk. So either als the din, because we have two malchim. Either it's also als lechumen, we say yeshlichus lahakum, or it's also because it is a pasuk lo yeyosem. Vafilu kshaoise ba'atzmoi melocha shel Yisrael bishviloi gam kein tzorich limchois biyodai. Now let me just elaborate on this nekuda. This is not the Iker Simen, but let's just elaborate on this for 2 minutes. If I did not tell a goy to do a melocha for me, and a goy does a melocha for me, I'm sitting in the dark, and a goy passes by, and he realizes my predicament. He comes into the house. Rabbi, you don't have to tell me anything. I know already what to do. He puts out the light, good Shabbos, finished. So the din is, I have to go out of the room, or before he puts on the light, I said, don't put on the light. If a goy, that means if a goy is doing a malacha for me, and I'm deriving benefit for the malacha, this is also for me to derive benefit, and I'm a chuyif to tell him, don't do it. That's a double muskin. What is the din if a goy does melacha for me, but I'm not deriving a direct benefit from it? For example, it's the nahapach, it's the other way around. There's a bedroom, someone put on the light in the bedroom, and it's at night, and you can't sleep because the light is burning. So a goy will go and shut off the light so I should be able to sleep. Is this permissible? Am I chuyev to be moiche, or perhaps I'm permitted to tell the goy? That means the goy is passing by, and I tell the goy, you know, I have a problem. One of the children put on the light in the bedroom, and we won't be able to sleep. Fine. I'm just telling yidia tzari l'ra. I'm not telling him to do anything. The goy is a kligi goy. He understands. He shuts the light. Is this permissible? Yes or no? In Shemitah Shabbos Kilchos, it says this is permissible. Rabbi Chaim said this is permissible. Rabbi Yashiv says it's also. But the Oimek HaDvorim we will not go into now. It's really totally in a later simen. But Rabbi Yashiv brings a raya from this Mishnah Bura. Afilu k'sha'oise ba'atzme melocha shel Yisrael b'shvil loy. He doesn't say it. He doesn't even know. Gam ken tzorech limchais b'yod. Al kaponim. So this is the din when a goy is doing a malacha for you. So the mutter laskirei ro'en yehudi b'dover kotzuf. A soda, now we're talking a soda, you're allowed to rent it out. Va'at nikreis nami al shmoi kemei melchitz. Even though the soda is also, we know it's Yanko's soda. The chol mechuber, a soda, is shem, stoma shem olav olav. Ola'askir nami lo ishchiyach kolkach. So now, if I rent it, we're talking about he rented out a field. No one will ever think I rented out the field. It's not shchiyach. Mikol mokim muta, but you're allowed to rent out the field to a goy. The lo yashidu kis bischir yoyim. People who pass by will not be choishet of these bischir yoyim. Kino folish shekein derech. Ulefichoch yitlu barises. Then going, people will say, why should be choishet ayi? Mustome, he's an honest. Barises shori da daite da nafshi ovit lakame bago. Visanu lahaskir tanu leilefes boy to rent out a tano to bake in it dinay kemelchit the tano name in the chaskiroi velit my barisis kemay melchit veyach shedo da bechoyshe deschiyayim awetzlay vechichayim amil mishum the darkay lit my barisis kemay sode lefikach laskiroi name imutas you're allowed to rent it because people will think he's a lot of the lel va'ayin beram the mashmet. These klolim that we're saying, that the chayim is like a sodeh, and the tano is like a melchit, dim ein derech anshe yoise mokim liten rachayim barises. If the minig of this place is not like the mechaber is saying, the nikamay melchetz liso. That means there's no set halacha. Melchetz is osur, rechayim is mutter. The ben is tolly b'cholei l'avom of minig amadina ben loke ben la'achmel kamei b'sipei. Va'af al pi asoda v'rechayim koi. We're speaking about asoda v'rechayim. V'amechaber mayri b'schiles. Machaber said he rented it out. And the Ramos Moisev, although he didn't rent it out, v'hu Moisev taf Arisis muta. V'amechaber gan ken spiro lekein that Arisis is muta. The mitam zahito b'schiles kenal. The Mechaber said, you're allowed to rent it out because people think that he was an honest. Elishuhu biya behedya. The Ramah says, clear, Arisis is mutter. Rak lishlish vidavke bozen shenoisen le'ene Yehudi chelik betvuin. He's giving the goy a chelik betvuin. So memele, So Arisis is muta, ataite de nafshe kovi. Avo, in sochar, ha'eni Yehudi lavin by kol ha'shonen. If he hired the goy to work in this field a whole year, v'sheyitol ha'yehudi kol ha'tvue me'asod. And the yid is going to take all the tour. Now let's just explain what he's speaking about now. We'll have to stop now. He's just speaking about such a case. I went over to a guy. I told the guy, I'm hiring you. You should take care of this field. What does that mean? You have to plow the field and then put in the seeds and then irrigate the field. Everything you have to do. When you should do it, you can do it to your discretion, whenever you want. You can do it on Friday. You don't have to do it on Shabbos. The goy decides to do it on Shabbos. Me'ikah hadin, this is mutter. Why? Because the goy is not doing it for me. You know why he's working Shabbos? Because Sunday he wants to go someplace. That's why he's working Shabbos. So the goy has to plow the field. He could have done it on Friday or on Sunday. He doesn't want to do it on Friday and Sunday. He does not Shabbos. Me'ika hadin, this is called kablonis. Me'ika hadin kablonis is mutter. But we will see this is also osa al zman ha'sayim. So we'll start.
What's like a good range for kablonis? Kablonis is just where...
Kablonis is when he is being kablonis is when he is not, he can work his own discretion. That means whenever he wants to work, he can work. And that means so that what he's doing on Shabbos is not for me. He's doing it for himself. He wants to plow on Shabbos. He's plowing on
Shabbos. So he's doing it for himself. That's kablonis.
That's kablonis. So he can then it's what the.
I'm not saying it will be also.